that, that wood is here as well. Could you find it?
Indication.
This indication means this reasoning, this trying to prove something, this giving directions.
For them that have attained, there is nothing except the I and the Lamb. They have no concern with indications, with reasonings, or with the road.
Mm-hmm. Means the fellow who is following the logic is that traveler who gets lost often. Because he's using a wrong GPS, something like that. The fellow we call Vassel, they're right, they're connected, they're tied and things like that. They don't need a map. They don't need a GPS. They know what they need. They need an eye and a light. If you're a traveler, you need the eye and the light. You don't need the map, explanation, proof, and promises. That's what it is. So, these fellow who are following the ego, they are, by mistake, doing exactly the opposite. They are using something which is not supposed to be used here. Here we have a better stuff. Open your eyes. That's why we called you what? Do you remember? Witness. Witnessing is something. I witness something that I don't understand. Why I witness that a four-year-old boy is playing magical music. I don't need to understand and prove. I need to be open to magic. That's all. Yes?
For them that has attained, there is nothing except the eye and the lamp. They have no concern with reasonings or with the road. If the man that is united has mentioned some reasonings, he has mentioned in order that the dialecticians may understand. For a newborn child, the father makes babbling sounds, though his intellect may make a survey of the world.
Dialectician is a very critical word here, because when you say dialectician, what do you imagine? Some reasonable, logical fellow who is sitting down and trying to have a dialect. This is what you imagine. But the word is not that. The word is the old word philosopher used for these fellows, which has, yes, philosophically it means dialectician, but literally the word means fighting each other. Jadal means fighting each other. Ashab-e Jadal means the fellow who likes the challenge. And scientific analysis is what? Is challenge. Because somebody will come up with a new idea and everybody will challenge him to prove it. Nobody will say, oh, this is good, fantastic, this is new, lovely. No, prove it. We challenge you. That challenging, which is sort of fighting, being the opposition, is this. So we will say, yes, I understand that a lot of our teachers, they will give you some examples, some leads, some proof, some analysis. This is for those group who needed these challenges. He's feeding their hunger. This is not our way. Yes.
The dignity of the master's learning is not diminished if he say that Alif has nothing.
No, you missed one. For a newborn child, the father makes
babbling sounds, though his intellect may make a survey of the world.
means what? Means something that Rumi, several times in each book, will mention it. All the big fellows who made the books like this, they will mention it. The talk is at the level of the listener. Intelligent talking is like that. A good teacher will talk at the level of the students. Higher the level of the students go, higher the level of explanation could go. If not, it's useless. Here he will mention that. He will say, listen, when you hear, let's say, Shams giving you an analysis which scarcely you will find, but if you find, that's not his saying for me. It's his saying for those fellows who are hungry for this. They need it. It's like a grown-up fellow, logical, good, understanding fellow. When you're facing a little kid, you will come down to the level of that kid, so everything should be kiddish. That's how it works. Yes?
The dignity of the master's learning does not diminish if he say that Alif has nothing. For the sake...
That you don't understand. Did you understand? What it means that if he says Alif has nothing?
Isn't
that... No way that you know. This is a very small learning trick in Persian. In Persian language, at the oldest time, in the time of Rumi, the way to teach the alphabet goes like this. Aleph has nothing. It's just one line. Be has 1 point. Te has 2 points. Pe has 3 points. This is how they were teaching. It is ridiculous if you want to say what A means to say A has nothing. But in the class it happens and it's not shameful because the newcomers, this is the easiest way for them to understand what Aleph is. It's one line with nothing else. So if he says Aleph has nothing, you cannot laugh because he's talking to these fellows. Yes?
For the sake of teaching that tongue-tied, one must go outside of one's own language. You must come into his language in order that he may learn knowledge and science from you. All the people then are as his children. This is necessary for the peer when he gives instruction. Infidelity has a fixed limit and range. No. The shape and the light of the shape have no bound.
This was something to think about, right? He said, listen, at the beginning you said, this fellow is infidel. Right? What is infidelity? It's a very arguable stuff, and there is a limit to it. But what I'm talking about is that quality that you find in the masters which has no limit, no real definition. This is why I say it's out of the field. Yes?
Before the infinite, all that is finite is not. Mm-hmm. Everything except the face of God is passing away.
Yeah. This is that famous saying that Kul Shayin Halik illa wajhu. Everything is dyable, will die except his face. And it's not face, is the sight, that the face you could see, this. That one is eternal. We know that the image of Hab is eternal. Means in the imagination of human beings, there is always that image of hap, just, justice, correct, real. Remember all that? That's the only thing that we know. It has no limit. Where is the limit to it? Go one by one. First, what is the limit of justice? Huh? Even now, after so many hundred years and changes in social behavior and our knowledge and all the revolution, world war, all that stuff nowadays, I asked you the question and the simple thing was, oh, because there is no limit to it, to correctness, to reality, to rightfulness. You see, all are somehow making some stuff. We could call it hack only, and that stuff has no limit because it covers all the limits. Everything should fit in it. When you say justice, every happening in the universe, past, present, and the future should fit in it. You see how big it should be. We know how big it is. Do you remember, Will? How big is it? Non-existence, remember? That big stuff. Because where is the justice? It doesn't exist. When you think about justice, you think about the things that should be here and it's not. You see the injustice, you think about the justice. If nobody does anything, where is justice? Something should happen. It goes like that. It covers everything. Right and correct. It's always like that. Because they are intertwined with their opposite. They are not divided. When we say opposite, they don't fight each other. The most famous opposite is existence and non-existence. They work together like that, like day and night. Rumi, in the future, will tell you, will say, they talk about the eternal fight of the opposites. This is ridiculous because when I'm looking around, I only see peace between opposites, because that's how everything exists. I don't see day and night are opposites. I don't see them fighting each other. I believe even they like each other, they follow each other. They don't let go of each other because each needs the other to be in the meaning. See where he's touching? In the meaning, up and down, they depend on each other. If there is no up, there is no down. That's how it goes. It's not either this or that. It's both at the same time. That's a difficulty. So it all goes to one thing that is for sure, and it has been repeated, that everything is perishable except the image of God. Yes.
Infidelity and faith do not exist in the place where he is.
You see, the fellow, the sheikh you were talking about, he is in a level that over there, there is no infidelity and faith. Faith to what? Infidelity to what? Huh? Explain to me infidelity. What is infidelity? Huh, infidelity is fidelity to ego. So you are infidel to your heart when you are fidel to this one. That's infidelity, right? When you pass all of this, you are not neither this or that. Let's pick up the best example we could.